Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Here we are. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:07, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And eat cookies. Happy, happy weekend Friday. It is here, and whether it's really your Friday or not, doesn't matter. It is an excuse to just pump yourself up and be in a good mood. And you know what? You know, like Paul McCartney would say, you know, do we have too many silly love songs? Can we be too happy? I think not.
No.
The government is open. Congratulations. However, there are still many issues, the biggest of which people will feel are issues with canceled flights. Can they get it kind of straightened out and schmoozed out over the next week or so as we head closer and closer to big travel season called Thanksgiving? Joining me right now, we've got our friend from Gun Owners of America, Luis Valdez. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Cold. I am wearing socks with my Crocs this morning.
But don't you live like in South Florida? How can it be cold?
It's cold enough for the iguanas to fall out of the trees.
Oh, well, you've got a good point there. But it is good to talk to you. We'll get through this little cold snap, I'm sure. And you have information that has to do with the under 21 long gun repeal. That was, the law was put into place by that Stoneman Douglas thing. But tell us about that.
So this is the fourth year in a row that it has been introduced in the House to repeal the under 21 purchase ban. Representative Tyler Soroy is this year's sponsor. The first committee hearing is the Criminal Justice Subcommittee this coming Tuesday at 3:30 p.m. And GOA, Gun Owners of America, will be there to testify in support of this bill. And again, our argument is very simple. If you're an adult at 18, you should be able to exercise all of your civil rights, including the Second Amendment. But it's especially hypocritical when the state's argument is that someone under the age of 21 doesn't have the mental faculties to own a firearm. That's their claim. But they let someone be a cop at 19 and carry a gun for the state and use up to lethal force to enforce gun control. Doesn't that seem hypocritical?
Well, it kind of reminds me of a, traffic cop on a motorcycle pulling you over and writing you a ticket for failure to wear a seatbelt.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's, look, why do they want to stick with this? Why don't they just reverse it back to the way that it was? Is there any statistic that says this law has prevented something heinous from happening?
This law has done absolutely nothing except violate the rights of hundreds of thousands of Floridians and has disarmed a very important class of our citizenry. I mean, look, as a father, I want to make sure that my daughter, when she's 18 years old, could legally own a firearm. Yes, I could give her a firearm. I could gift her a firearm. But there isn't that situation for every 18, 19-year-old, especially living in the bad parts of town. You know, they move out, they go to school, they get a job. They're living in the bad parts of town. They should have a viable means of self-defense. And not everyone has a loving parent that's going to give them a firearm and say, hey, here you go. You know, some of them are going to come from anti-gun homes, or they're just going to come from a situation where that's not financially possible for their parents to do that. So, and on top of all of this, we're talking about a civil right here. No more, no less. This is a civil right, and their rights are being violated.
I mean, I get it. You know, especially with men, their brains aren't completely wired till they're 30. But that's a whole nother question because, you know, there's so many things you can do at the age of 18, like join the military, where I would imagine part of your training is going to involve firearms at some point.
Again, you could join the military at 17. You could be a cop at 19. And you could enter contracts at 18. But you can't have a viable means to defend yourself. And on top of all that, the state of Florida will issue a CCW permit to a military veteran or an active duty service member if they're under the age of 21, but they won't let them purchase a firearm. That's insulting.
Oh, wow. You can, I've got something concealed here. I can't tell you what it is, but they won't let me have a gun. Wow. Let's move on to the next subject we wanted to talk about, and that is campus carry. What's going on in the Florida Senate? There's always a hiccup there, it seems like.
Well, 2 days ago, the Suwannee County area, you had the town hall meetings. Senator Corey Simon was there, and he was asked by a GOA member, a gun owner, where does he stand on campus carry? And Corey Simon's answer was, I'm an FSU alum. You know, there's been two mass shootings on campus. Clearly, we don't need campus carry. You know, I'm sorry. The fact that there's been two shootings on campus when it's already a gun-free zone, that proves gun-free zones don't work. Imaginary lines don't stop criminals, because newsflash, criminals break the law because they're criminals.
I don't understand that. That could be his answer. And were people in the town hall like accepting of that? Did anybody mention it? They go, hey, if somebody was there who is legally in possession of a firearm, may have been able to stop one of the bad guys.
That was specifically brought up. And Senator Simon, you know, a Republican lawmaker, said, well, I don't agree with you on that.
Yeah, I guess it's a case, as Simon says. Usually that's not the rules America plays by, but so this thing is the campus carry thing just kind of stalled, might not go anywhere?
Once again, we have a Republican supermajority that's Republican in name only, and it's a supermajority in name only.
Yeah, and, we've warned people about that just because somebody has an R behind their name, you better really do your homework, especially as you roll up to, you know, toward the primaries, that you better know, is this person really a conservative or Republican? Where do they really stand? And you got to do your homework. Tell me about, there was a letter asking Pam Bondi in regards to the 1934 Firearms Act. Can you tell me, give me the long and short of that one?
Well, the short of that is very simple. As you know, we filed our one big, beautiful lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the NFA. Representative Clyde, who was the original bill sponsor to repeal the NFA earlier this year, He drafted a letter, and a number of lawmakers in Congress signed on to tell Pam Bondi, do not defend the NFA in court. Our intention was to repeal the NFA. Then you had the Senate parliamentarian pull shenanigans, saying it wasn't germane, stripped it from the bill. So our intent was to repeal it. Thus, we are telling you the intention of Congress was to repeal the NFA. There was a political chicanery played. We don't want you to defend it in court. We want this defeated one way or the other. And the only lawmaker from Florida's congressional representatives, out of 20 Republican lawmakers, only Representative Byron Donald signed on to that. Yet we have a number of Republican representatives in the House that claim they're pro-gun. Byron Donald is the only one that signed on to that letter and said, hey, the NFA is unconstitutional. I want it repealed.
I just hearken back to the old school movies with the gangsters and such, and the Tommy gun, and how local cops were at such a disadvantage. Does that have any bearing on modern day?
None whatsoever.
Well, I like that, and we always appreciate talking to you, Louis Valdez, Gun Owners of America. Stay safe and warm, my friend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Definitely, brother. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Yeah, and watch out for falling iguanas.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Christy Noem giving out bonuses. I may have shared that with you already. We've got 17,000 foreign truckers that have CDLs that, they might not really be valid. We'll talk about that and more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and so is The Weeknd, 97.3 The Sky.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Happy Friday. Good morning. Welcome. It's 8:21. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And a bombshell audit from the TSA Secretary, the Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, reveals that California, under the direction of Mr. Perfect Hair, Governor Gavin Newsom, illegally issued thousands of commercial driver's licenses, CDLs as they're known, to dangerous foreign truck drivers.
Wow.
CDLs are now being revoked as a result. This week, Duffy's Department of Transportation announced that the California Department of Motor Vehicles admitted to illegally issuing 17,000 CDLs. They admitted it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, one or two might have gotten by. Yeah, I think maybe up to five, perhaps. Oh, no, wait, let me check the numbers. No, in fact, it's a little closer to 17,000.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right.
That's a lot of big rigs being driven by people who shouldn't be driving.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean,
just crazy.
What are you playing, like Russian roulette, you know? Well, 17,000. What are the odds that more than, you know, we'll have more than four or five or six fatalities? I mean, you know.
Probably pretty good since they can't read the signs.
Yeah.
And don't know the rules.
Yeah. Ugh. And even the DOT officials, they even said that these folks are dangerous and unqualified to drive these semis, tractor trailers, wow, whatever the case may be. Wow. After weeks of claiming they did nothing wrong, Gavin Newsom and California have been caught red-handed. Now that we've exposed their lies, 17,000 illegally issued truck driving licenses are being revoked. This is just the tip of the iceberg. My team will continue to force California to prove they've removed every illegal immigrant from behind the wheel of semi-trucks and school buses. What are you going to do with this CDL? I'm just going to be driving a school bus.
Yeah. Kids on it, on that school bus?
Duffy said the 17,000 foreign truck drivers who were issued these CDLs by California have now been notified that their licenses do not meet federal requirements and will expire in 60 days. How many runs can I make in 60 days?
Yeah.
And if I violate my driving log, they're yanking my license anyway. That's a dangerous situation there.
Very.
Now, if, say, a trucking company knew that these CDLs were fake, and I have no idea if that's the case or not, but if you would say, okay, you're going to keep this person employed without them driving for 60 days.
Yeah.
That way, they have a chance to find another way to make a living or whatever. But if you knew when you hired them, but again, that might be difficult to prove. You know it's probably happened.
Well, maybe it's time to be looking.
I mean, if you interview the guy and he can't really speak English.
Yeah.
You probably have a pretty good idea that he's not qualified.
I would think for liability purposes, you'd want to do a little internal testing.
Oh, you would think so. But what about the liability purposes of making sure, I don't know, your trucks are in perfect running condition, which we've seen them all up and down the roads in various states of repair, we'll say.
Big time.
Last week in a sit-down interview with Breitbart, Duffy called out Newsom for failing to follow the federal government's English language proficiency standards that have been in place for decades. So, yeah, literally the definition of an accident waiting to happen, or in the case we know here in Florida, an accident that absolutely did happen and took the lives of three Americans. Unbelievable. A Mexican man, elected mayor in Kansas, committed voter fraud not once, not twice, but he got the hat trick.
Oh.
Three times.
There's the charm.
A Mexican national recently reelected as mayor of Coldwater, Kansas, repeatedly committed voter fraud, according to the Department of Homeland Security. 54-year-old Joe Cabellos of Mexico, charged with voting illegally three times, and by Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach. DHS officials have since published records that they say prove Cabellos committed such voter fraud, including voter registration forms and naturalization paperwork. Yeah. Convicted of battery as well back in 1995 after having arrived in the U.S. 5 years earlier on a green card. In February of this year, Cabellos applied to become a naturalized American citizen. But this alien committed a felony by voting in American elections. If convicted, he will be placed in removal proceedings, according to DHS's Tricia McLaughlin in a recent statement. President Trump, Secretary Noem, gave states access to the Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements program called SAVE to ensure that only Americans vote in American elections. The SAVE program is a critical tool for state and local governments to safeguard the integrity of elections across the country. Our elections belong to American citizens, not foreign citizens. So, yeah. Maybe headed back to his homeland as part of our security. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Never miss a minute of the show, by the way. Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Still, we've got a lot of headlines, information, top story, government open, but issues with canceled flights and more continues. Details on the way.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Here comes the weekend. Happy Friday, 8:35, Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and Tim Martin's going to be along in a little bit. He's got some pretty big news coming out of Newberry. Yep, so stick around for that for sure. All right, back into space. NASA's two spacecraft Escapade Mars mission now en route to the Red Planet thanks to a successful liftoff. Just yesterday afternoon, New Glenn Blue Origin's next generation heavy lift launch vehicle. So it took off from Cape Canaveral. Quote, I think Escapade is really exciting. It's a trailblazer, a pathfinder, if you will, for what we think is a new way of doing space science missions. That from Escapade principal investigator and, I'm sorry, investor, really, Robert Lillis of the University of California, Berkeley Space Sciences Laboratory. Wait a second. Did he say Berkeley?
Yeah.
Can we not get some volunteers?
Could we assign some to go to Mars, maybe from
yeah.
Berkeley? I think we should, you know, we should tell them that there are people in need who need to, who are looking for a new socialist way of life, and they're on Mars.
Or would they just say, you dirty colonists just want to open up Mars as another colony for you Zionist pigs?
That's a possibility, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So maybe,
yeah.
Maybe not so much.
It was a nice thought.
Okay.
You tried.
I did. Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Bibi Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, on Thursday rejected a report that Jerusalem is pursuing a 20-year U.S. security aid package, saying that his direction is the exact opposite, adding that it's time to ensure that Israel is independent, with an announcement that's expected very soon. In an interview on Australia with Australian journalist Aaron Mullen's podcast, Netanyahu addressed the report published minutes earlier and told Mullen that follow what I say, not what is put forward in some leaks that are not true, framing his policy as a shift toward greater independence. Netanyahu tied the stance to his first term as prime minister, recalling that in 1996 he told Congress Israel would phase out economic aid to build a high-tech, free-market capitalist economy. He said he now wants Israel's arms industry to be as independent as possible. Pressed on whether it is time to cut military aid entirely, he replied, it's time to ensure that Israel is independent. Okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Otherwise, you sometimes are going to feel leveraged to do what the people that are helping support you want you to do. For instance, with Joe Biden and his administration as president, it made it more difficult for Israel to do what they felt like they needed to do. And as a sovereign nation constantly having to defend themselves, I see their want and their need and their desire for greater independence. I see that as a good thing. How's your buddy Bad Bunny doing, Greg?
Oh.
Are you buddies with him? Your buddy was you got so many friends in the music industry, I figured
he is.
You
he
know?
Is, he is something else.
He is.
He is something else.
He is. So
he's anti-Trump, you know, with the, and
he's bringing his floppy ears to the Super Bowl, apparently.
Yeah, that's still the plan.
He just, you know, you wonder, like, these awards, are all these awards kind of a fix or a setup anyway, you know? Is, you know, a lot of schmoozing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Jay-Z is extremely powerful in the music business,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that's his boy, right?
Yep.
Isn't that his boy?
Yep.
And Jay-Z is the one that stuck him in there for the halftime entertainment when...
Yeah.
I mean, you're Jay-Z, okay? Maybe a little disconnected from the average person. But I can just tell you that I haven't met anybody who said, no, Bad Bunny, come on, man. Not as bad as you think, actually. It's an okay bunny.
Some of the kids like him, I know. I get that. Some of the young folks like his music. I get that. I don't know that makes him the perfect artist for the Super Bowl halftime game, you know, show.
Well, he won the a Grammy at the Latin Grammys.
And I could see that. And he probably should. But this is America.
Puerto Rico, I love you. Thank you, the 31-year-old said during his final acceptance speech of the night. Don't forget where you come from. Don't stop being yourselves. There are many ways to fight for your homeland. We chose music. Ahead of the ceremony took place at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. The trailblazing rapper and singer and upcoming Super Bowl halftime show headliner led the pack with a total of 12 nominations. All right. So, the Bad Bunny, he's still hopping our way.
Oh, yeah.
Hippity hopping, Bad Bunny's on his way. Do we ever get, any real true lineup of who's going to be competing against the halftime show? I see all this AI crap.
Yeah, I know. I hate
Bob Seger hanging out with Kid Rock and all that.
No.
What can we do about this AI stuff? There's even one that's called Gator something.
Yes,
and
I've
they
seen
print
that
all
one.
Kinds of lies and made up stuff about Tim Tebow, and
people just share it like, oh, it's on the internet, it must be true. Come on, how old is that philosophy?
Yeah,
Really?
You know, I wonder if all that stuff is planted by the legacy media to say, oh, you thought we lacked credibility. Well, here's a whole bunch of stuff we're going to send down the pike.
There's a thought.
And that'll make us look more credible again. Because by comparison, these people are just making this stuff up. It's just clickbait. And
I hate it.
I find it very, very irritating. Mm-hmm. Can we just throw all that stuff away? Just throw it away. I mean, yeah, I like seeing pictures of, like, friends and family that I don't get to see very often.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know, can we do that but make it all closed off so that you don't get all this other interaction? I've got all these stuff coming flooding through. I don't remember following any of those people. Now, they want you to click and follow.
Of course.
But I'm kind of like, well, how'd you get here to begin with? Because I'm not following anything like that.
Uh-huh.
And then Betsy goes, why is there always women on your thing?
Algorithm.
I mean, I get that to some extent, but
well,
you know,
to some
if
extent
I'm looking,
is how it works. That's,
look, if I'm looking at motorcycles,
yeah,
and some silly girl photo bombs it,
uh-huh,
is that on me?
You were only looking at the motorcycle.
Thought I could just slip that one by.
Nice
just,
try.
No,
okay. Nice try. That's not going to work.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Well, there's a flashback.
Beef. It's what'll give you the hives. That doesn't sound as good, does it?
No, not good marketing at all.
No.
Uh-uh.
Apparently, there is like a meat allergy thing that's going on.
Yeah.
And apparently, it's spread by ticks, which I don't like ticks.
And this is an interesting one. It kind of looks like it has a star on its back.
Ew.
It's like one in particular, I think. Kind of weird.
The bite of the Lone Star tick.
See, there you go.
Can trigger what is commonly called the meat allergy, actually an allergy to a sugar found in some meat. School of Medicine researchers have identified the first death caused by what's commonly called the meat allergy being spread by ticks. A healthy 47-year-old man from New Jersey died abruptly 4 hours after consuming beef. The cause of his death had been a mystery until UVA's Health Thomas Platts Mills MD PhD investigated. He's a world-renowned allergist. Platts Mills discovered the allergy and remains the foremost expert on it. It's caused by the bite of the Lone Star tick. Bites can sensitize people to alpha-gal, a sugar found in mammal and meat.
Mm-hmm.
So meat from a mammal.
Yeah.
Mammalian. It's nice to meet you, Mammalian. Why is he looking at me like a piece of meat?
Because
you're Mammalian. Anyway, people become sensitized to that, and then when you're exposed to it again, you have this heightened reaction.
That'd
in the
awful.
Case of one person, yeah, and resulted in death. But just remember, it's not the meat's fault.
No.
It's the tick's fault.
I get it. That'd be an awful, awful thing for those of us who like meat.
A new movie coming out, Ticks on a Plane.
Oh,
just a matter of time.
That's scary.
You're welcome, Hollywood.
Yep.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Friday. More headlines on the way. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Yeah, we made it. Happy Friday. Yes, indeed. A sigh of relief. And the coldest of temps are now gone and behind us. But we must remember, it's not really even winter yet, is it? So there's that.
It's not.
But today it's going to be absolutely beautiful. Enjoy, my friends. 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your number one headline is that the government is open. I guess your number two headline or sub-headline would be, well, issues continued with canceled flights. I guess the major question after that would be, can they untangle this and smooth it out enough to get ready for the really big surge, which, of course, happens all around the Thanksgiving holiday, which is quickly approaching.
Man, 2 weeks? That's impossible?
It's actually less than 2 weeks.
It is. I know. I was trying to Just
yesterday,
push it away a little bit.
2 weeks from yesterday would be Thanksgiving Day itself. Mm-hmm. And some people get an early start on that.
Oh, yeah.
So
we've already got the turkey.
Good luck. Remember patience. Heavy, copious amounts of Xanax, if it's prescribed to you, and don't overdose the quantity.
Because if the crazy uncle comes, you know how that is, you know.
What you need to medicate that person. Just kidding, of course.
Sure he is.
Fang Fang. Remember Fang Fang?
Oh, yeah.
She was the Chinese girlfriend of Congressman Eric Swalwell. He didn't suffer any consequences whatsoever as a result of having a relationship with a Chinese spy. When the FBI tipped him off about it, he tipped her off and she left the country. So they didn't get to interview her, talk to her, ask her about what information she had found, what she was looking for. But we do know she had a nice friend who hit the trail with her, who was working. Hey, I have a friend, Eric, that she can come, you know, and straighten up your office a little bit and do some paperwork. Mm-hmm. And, she just needs some of the keys to, all the drawers and information. And
he's on committees that deal with top secret information.
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah. It's a bad joke.
And nothing happens to these people? Come
on.
Not
only that, he almost felt like, I don't know, somewhat empowered by it because his big pie hole, his mouth, got even bigger. He is such an irritating arse. Now he's reportedly considering a run for California governor. Well, now, he does have the ego for it.
Oh, no doubt about that.
He could probably give Gavin a run for his money.
But he doesn't have the hair. He's all right. He doesn't have the hair.
Well, not like Gavin, but nobody does.
Well, that's true.
Two anonymous sources close to the congressman told MSNBC that he has been considering a play for the Golden State Governor's Mansion with a possible announcement maybe coming out as early as next week. Swalwell declined to comment when reached by MSNBC, but a source close to the congressman who asked to remain anonymous to discuss the private discussion said Swalwell allies had asked him to run to fill a fighter-slash-protector role in the mold of Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom.
Hmm.
Should Swalwell throw his hat in the ring for governor, he'll be up against former Representative Katie Porter, the Democrat from California, former Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra, and former L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Also, businessman Stephen Klubeck and Senator Alex Padilla. Wow.
That's a lineup.
I forget what the rule is to run for governor of California, but this is very common to have, like, a bunch of people running.
Yeah. Don't they have the kind of a weird system where the counting is even odd? It's not like... There's some strange things to it based on where you are in the count and in the vote initially that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, how they pare it down or whatever.
It's a weird thing.
Earlier on Thursday, a Trump administration official referred the congressman to the Department of Justice for potential federal criminal investigation over allegations of mortgage and tax fraud. Yeah. So MSNBC was making a big deal about him running for governor.
Mm-hmm.
And then they threw in what they considered the side story, which is he's very possibly being criminally investigated for allegations of mortgage and tax fraud.
Why is that not a lead story?
It was almost like not even a side story.
By the way,
a BTW.
Yeah.
Yep. Swalwell said in response, as the most vocal critic of Donald Trump over the last decade and is the only person who still has a surviving lawsuit against him, the only thing I'm surprised about is that it took him this long to come after me. It's a bit like cocky, brazen.
He's so arrogant.
Yeah.
Which he does fit California then.
I told you.
Who's that?
A 2020 report in Axios noted that Swalwell had ties to an alleged Chinese spy, Christine Fang, a.k.a. Fang Fang, who had reportedly been cultivating relationships with California politicians on behalf of the Chinese government for years.
Amazing.
Fang helped fundraise for Swalwell's 2014 congressional election bid and helped place an intern in his office, as I told you. Swalwell cut ties with her in 2015 upon advice from U.S. intelligence.
Uh-huh.
Advice.
Didn't turn her in.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, you know, probably not a good idea. You're hanging out with this spy? It's not a good look?
Yeah.
Yeah. Special guest from Newberry, Tim Marden. And a pretty big announcement, pretty big deal going on. All right? So hang in there. We're going to talk to him next on 97.3 The Sky.